Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Thursday of the second week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought in the apostles and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had killed him by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and Savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, that God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, we're right in the middle of a big brouhaha, I guess you would call it almost a power encounter between the apostles and the ruling class of the Jews, the Sanhedrin. And, of course, they were arrested and put in jail. Miraculously, an angel released them, and they went back and did as the angel instructed them to do, which was to preach in the temple area. They did, and now we have the court officers again bringing them back and placing them again before the Sanhedrin. And it's kind of interesting because the Sanhedrin, they're trying to operate strictly on the basis of pressure, their authority, that we gave you strict orders to do this or not to do that, and guess what? You're doing it. We told you to stop teaching in his name, and yet you filled Jerusalem with his teaching. And it's at this point that Peter again, with the other apostles, said something that I think is really a critical, important thing for us to remember, not only in Jesus' time, in the time of the early church, but in our time as well. And that is when Peter said, "We must obey God rather than men." That's a powerful saying. That's a powerful thing to think about. We must obey God rather than men. And so, again, Peter is referring to the fact that the angel, that word is messenger, an angel functions as a messenger of God. So God gave them strict orders to preach, to teach. And so who, in terms of levels of authority, who do we follow? And I think it's important, even for us today, to think about the same thing, is that we have different levels of authority. We have civil authority, and we have to obey civil authority where we possibly can and where we should and where it's important and right. But should civil authority countermand or contradict the teachings of God, we have an obligation. That obligation is to continue to follow after God, even if it contradicts that which we are getting in other settings. And this is what some would call civil disobedience. Now, civil disobedience has to always have within it the understanding is that I am willing to take whatever consequences are coming to me in that disobedience, but I still have to obey a higher authority. And so here we have the apostles, these disciples of Jesus, just coming up before the supreme leaders of their people. They are Jews. and in saying we've got to obey God. We cannot contradict His orders in following after yours. And so again, what we have here is that challenge of authority that is often present even in our daily lives here today, that we can have things that the government says that are legal or illegal, but is it licit? Is it legal or illegal in the heart and mind of God? And we don't have to go very far in terms of civil authority to see where we can have some contradictions that can really take place. In most of the ways in which we live our lives here in the Western Hemisphere, in North America, the contradictions are not as evident as they might be in other countries. But here we still have times where we have to say, in a very, very principled way, we must obey God rather than men. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, throughout this Easter season, we're looking at the first reading, the reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And what a wonderful gift it is for us to take time and think about the life of these early Christians. Truly, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and had boldness in the anointing that they had received. But here we have now this challenge between the forces of the church and the forces of civil authority. And again, what we have to remember is what we see in the words of Peter: we must obey God rather than men. And these can be in big things or in little things. But I would just encourage you to really pray and think about that in terms of how God wants you to live your life, that we have placed ourselves under the hand of Almighty God, and that He is the one supremely to whom we answer. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.